Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Achichire no ene dey sane no.
Amen.
Be biara obone fo nde yare ato no so ene dey yufiri no so.
Amen.
O se asumdwe na adija yen.
Yes sir.
Ye wi ase asumdwe. E wo so asumdwe.
Amen.
Asa asumdwe na da if home gwe mu.
Amen.
Awu ma ye kra eninye na da yi.
Amen.
Na ye ni ye husie.
Amen.
Ye nto aye yodwom.
Amen.
Se wo na wo se fata.
Yes sir.
Akwa jimi si nchan. Na da yi wa sane.
Amen.
Be down ho aji.
Amen.
Mama ehun sane wo.
Eh.
Ye ajenkwa Yesu Kristo din. Amen.
Amen.
Emo bibia kwa ba Awurade Yesu Kristo din mu.
We welcome everyone in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ebra ye jina we emfa ye twesem ho.
Whilst you are still standing, let's turn our Bibles to
Na ye mie nko. Yohane asempa itidu ba ko. Enyimu edunson kwisi adionu enwotwe.
John chapter 11 verse 17 to 28.
Ana Yesu drew ho no. Obehunu se wadi edan mu nanan dada. Enso Betania eben Jerusalem. Ebe yakwansini yenu. Juda fo no emupi aba Martha ene Maria nchen se. Obejam wo. Won nuanu nti. Ana Martha Ati se Yesu eba no ukoshia na Maria die otena fie ena Martha esi Yesu se Ewurade se wo ha anka menua ba mai enwo na se sempo minim se bibi biara ubebi se onyankopon e de be ma wo
amen.
Yes, you say. Unia Berman, a best sorry bill.
Amen.
Matter say, Minim say, oh, sorry, you, a die, dear Chino, or best sorry.
Amen.
Yes, you say. Minu, oh, sorry, and then qua.
Amen.
You are Jimmy Tiano. So I won't pa. Obeyan qua.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No bia wati asie. No agye medie no. Enwuda.
Amen.
Wuji ye di ana. Wasi no se. Ane rade.
Amen.
Meje medi se. Uni Kristo no. Nyankopon ba. Obe wiase no. Okansa no. Osimu. Ekwa fre ni nua Maria kokua mu se chekyefo no aba na ofrew.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 11 verse 17 to 28. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, the teacher is here and is calling for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, bless your word into our soul. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's be seated.
The darkest hour, the master cometh and calleth for thee.
This morning sermon has been entitled Ebra Isuma Drunu. Uran Abba Anna Ofrel.
Amen.
Amen. It is in the darkest hour, that is when the master revealed himself. Anytime darkness encompasses man, that is when the Lord show up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mekai Pase, Uko Lucas and Petri Dua, Imu Adriasan and Wache, Quadianam, you know.
I remember that in Luke chapter 15, verse 38 to 42. Jesus went to visit Mary and Martha sometime. The time he went,
Bible say, Martha shall say, all sum Yesu nene suya for.
Bible says that Martha began to serve Jesus and the disciples.
Said someone,
and look at the way she was serving. She was really, really suffering.
And it catch Jesus say, Yesu, oh, se minuyan ba Mary dear. Oh, mamma sumbie. Na minkwa na men sumi bresa.
So she told Jesus that, Jesus, have you seen my sister Mary? She has reserved herself and she has allowed me served alone. So call him to come and assist me. Jesus told Martha that, Martha, you think and disturb yourself a lot. You disturb yourself of a lot of things. But one thing is important. And that is what Mary has taken. Why was he saying that is important? He ended it with this statement that what Mary has taken, I cannot take away from her. Brethren, this is our Christian church. If you have Christ, no one can take him from you. Whatever you have, someone can take from you. Brethren, we went to school, we studied hard, we got a certificate. But brethren, it is not working anymore. Those certificates could help us to eat. Now it's not working anymore. So if I was relying on that certificate, now it has proved me wrong. One thing is shall be there forever. All the time it's with me. When I sleep, it is with me. If I wake up, it is with me. Wherever I'm going, it is with me. That is the word of God living in me. Because there is life in it. It was buried. It was covered. But he resurrected. He is alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what Mary got. That's what no one can take from her. All the rest are vanity.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So when Jesus came, the time that your brother has passed away. Brethren, Jesus was invited when Lazarus was sick. But he didn't show up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He didn't show up. So, brethren, if the Lord tarries attending to you, it's not, you're not the only one who have gone through that. It has happened in the scriptures before. Even in the scriptures, he used to visit Martha and Mary consecutively. They prepare food, he eat, they wash his clothes. But they invited him. He didn't show up.
I didn't.
Why?
John 5. John 5:19
says that the Son can never do anything of himself except what the Father shows him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, brethren, he was invited by men. But he didn't make a step according to the man that called him. He never tried to please man. He waited on the time of his God. When the Father said, go, that was the time he went. It doesn't matter whether he's going to offend you. He will always want to honor the Father. Let us honor our Father. Don't worship man. Don't please man. Please the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So
when he was going, by then the Father has given him the chance that he can go. So when he was going, what do you think of the people that invited him when he was going? When he entered there, he met Martha.
Martha realized
that Jesus is around.
Martha.
So he rises to call
Martha.
Martha.
Mary.
Mary.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Martha, Uncle Friend Mary.
Martha, who was going to call Mary.
So she be a king kay make say. A blah or yeah, the an idea. Sabrin. Na or shim Martha a free years. Aqua wano a near ma or yano. So mum said ye or friend Mary. Aqua yes.
If you look at the place where I was talking about that they were preparing food and Martha alone was working. But during that time, Martha wanted to draw Mary from Jesus to come and assist her in the thing that she was doing. But if you come to this other side where we are reading, you realize that she is going to call Mary to Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But let us take notice of this.
Yes.
Jesus.
Waba.
He has come. The master has come. And he is calling you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Martha, Mary,
the wonderful thing in this scripture is that if you look at it, Martha went to Mary privately to call her. When she went, she said unto her, the master is calling you. If you've taken notice, Martha realized that Mary was someone who always sit under Jesus to listen to his words. So she's going to call her that the master that used to sit under him has come. So that she will observe what Mary will do.
She said, Mary, dear.
Because Mary has been under Jesus, has been listening to the words of Jesus. So she was expecting that immediately Mary hears that the master is around, she will get angry. That what is he coming to do?
So Bible says.
What the Bible says?
Oh, sorry.
She stood up and then she went to meet him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And you are
beloved.
Yes.
Jesus has come.
Now,
and he is calling you. He is calling you by your name. Through the word, he is calling you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when he comes, and he calls you, he calls you for you to get your healing. He calls you to encourage you. So when he is calling you, it is a peaceful calling. When he's calling you, it's a rest calling.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ
doesn't call like that anyhow. Anytime he calls, there's a purpose for that. There's a hope for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus that has come. He didn't, although he didn't show up at the time that they were expecting him. By then, Lazarus had died for 4 days. And he was buried. And
a
lot of the Jews were mourning them. A lot of people were in the house. He was invited, but he never showed up. Brethren, Lazarus was their beloved. They loved him. They also loved Jesus dearly. They invited him, but he didn't show up. He came in his own time. So the time he arrived, but then there was no hope. There was a discourage. They were so discouraged. What discouraged them? The reason why they invited him, he has been buried. Even if he was able to come and see the body, he could have done something. But the body has been buried. So what did he come to do? What did he come to do?
Brother,
in this particular man that we are talking about, when he was alive, because of Jesus, they were sacked out of their synagogue. A lot of things were spoken against those people. They were insulted. They sacked them because of Jesus. Because of you, we have been sacked from the church. We have been rejected by family. All because of you. And we are in trouble. We are inviting you. We didn't show up. In fact, it was so discouraging.
Martha and Mary,
brethren, the heartbreaking thing about this was that Martha and Mary, they've lost their father, they've lost their mother. So all their hope was in their brother. They've made that brother their father and their mother. So when Lazarus died, their hope was gone. So if you look at it, how would they do or how would they feel? Father is not there, mother is not there. The only brother left to is gone. Brothers, you are the only one who is going through that. It has happened to a lot.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, brother, encourage yourself. Have faith in God. Know that Jesus that you are serving, he has a purpose for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brethren, they thought that Lazarus was dead, so it is over. But the Lord of the resurrection was coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He came in his own time. He didn't come in their own time. He came, he always come in his own time. As when you plant a seed, you are the one who caused it to germinate. It is he that is the one who was that germinated at his own time for it to germinate from there. Amen. The same God.
Me say, so I said, people mu, wash amene mu, wash adiye mu, or who serve you to me.
Amen. Brethren, if it's the same God that you and I are serving, even if it is in the mountain, it's in a rock, brethren, the resurrection power can bring it out.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, sir, papa, I know, appear, you know.
And that man that appeared there,
and it has was
all hope was gone.
Hey, nipa from.
It was in the side of man. There was the possibility, there was no possibility in the side of man. But that wonderful man, he is so wonderful. He does wonderful things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In
the side of man, it cannot be possible. But in the side of our Lord Jesus Christ, everything is possible for those who believe.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, when it has swung in us, sir.
All hope was gone. That time,
sir, Jesus Christ.
Our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the high priest. And he has disappointed them.
And you are no
during that time. It was a hard time for them.
And
all hope was over.
And you are mad of war.
Beloved brethren. Remember that.
Martha.
Mary. During that time that they lost their brother, their mother was gone, their father too was gone, but the heavenly father had never gone. I'm saying that your mother has given to you is no more. Your father is no more. All your brethren are gone. But one is alive forever. That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Rely on him. This is our encouragement.
And
all things are
done.
All things are vanished. Our Lord Jesus shall be there forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved brethren, remember, when we were born, we came to meet a lot of buildings. Go to us and someone's there. Go to Crawford, somewhere there. Go to Tafu, somewhere there. Asafu, somewhere there. I'm going to come to somewhere there. Story building. Big story building built out of cocoa farms. But if you ask that those who built it, where are they? They are no more. But there is one. When they give it to us alive, we die with
alive.
He is alive forever, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
that I'm presenting to you today.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. So this brethren, some of their lovers have come around them to mourn them, and they were encouraging them. They were mourning them. During that time, there was a crying moment for them. All hope was gone. During that time, that's when Jesus appeared. That's when Jesus arrived. He is the light of the world. Where there is darkness, when he comes there, when all things turn around,
well,
then he spoke with them. He told Martha that,
oh, Baba,
I have come. Where is your brother?
He said
he's dead.
Oh,
Jesus. Martha said, Lord, if you have come early than now.
Oh.
Really? The time is nothing before me.
Yes,
sir. Do you know that?
And you are not of war.
Beloved brethren.
He said
the marriage has delayed. He said the child has delayed. I'm telling you today. What is not there? He bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When But it's not there. He brings it to existence. I'm telling you. No matter how long it has taken. When Jesus comes today. When he enters into a temple today. If you encounter him today. All things are renewed for you. All things are renewed for you. Let me tell you today.
That
it doesn't matter how long your child has lived. If you believe in that Jesus,
catch on there.
I'm telling you today.
I did not bear for from
everything shall renew for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Messi Diawo.
What is that?
Oh, man, bankomwa.
If you can result it to life.
Oh, problem. Your problem, my
your problem is no more before God.
Your problem, my wa.
It is a problem unto you.
One problem, man.
It is only a problem unto only you.
Suffering.
By inviting.
Oh, beba.
He will come. When he comes,
and you are
but in that behavior,
it's a
joy. That tears that turning to joy. That darkness that turning to light. Is it Jesus that will do it for you? No man can do it for you. God, that Fatty Spirit cannot do it for you. Kaku Free cannot do it for you. Akoni cannot do it for you. There's only one that can do it for you. That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And I'm in shock, cry. Why?
Brother, I'm encouraging you. If you are in your darkest moment,
and
if all hope is gone, if you call Jesus,
what your friend?
Call him.
Oh my,
if he's not in yet,
that
is not the time for him to come. Wait for him.
He
will come.
So Oba.
When he comes, all things are changed. All things are changed.
Asafo.
Because
Asafo.
Church of the Living God. Today I'm telling you.
Problem being why associate Christ.
There's no problem that is greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no difficulty that is greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. What you are going through, if it comes before him, it is a meaning something.
And then may catch or say yes,
it's a meaning something, brethren.
Whoever
is bothering by something,
and
any yoke on you,
Father Dan Christ,
bring it to him.
Father,
bring it to him.
Father,
leave it unto him.
Don't
bring unbelief.
Don't
add your own time to it.
Listen
to me carefully. Don't add your own time to it. Your timing is not his own timing. Your ways is not his ways. When he came, Lazarus was dead. Buried. Even the body was not there. But when he came, brother, although it has delayed, there was no hope. But he told them,
many were sorry.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is that? It's a result again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's it them?
In your life, whatever is dead, whatever there's no hope, if Jesus comes in,
he's
attending to something new.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And you are not of war.
Beloved brethren.
But if was a brother,
the prophet said,
it may be your darkest of hour right now.
Everything I was saying, pray, you will soon pray.
But Jesus cometh.
Say, yes, Uba.
Along just at the darkest of hour.
Yes, Uba, your brother is small through Omo.
But see, when I think of it,
say, me dream one.
Is that the darkest hour?
Oh, soon pray.
With the woman.
Oh, sir, Martin, you know.
There is
no one.
Baby, I'll call you now. I'm trying to make
amen.
Robert Koboku. And he's saying,
what is it?
Oh, baby, I know what you're doing.
The woman that was suffering from blood issue.
Bible say, in fear, do me, you know.
He had been suffering from this blood issue for 12 years.
When you're nipa, what turned down with you, and you pray.
She has sold all her belongings for herself to be healed. But through it all, it didn't work. In the sight of the man, there's nothing that can be done. It was left only
Doctor Betime declares, as I said, yeah, as
doctor can declare you that it is over. And
you
look through the machine, you are passing away. But there's one thing I'm telling you. There's one. If you believe his word with all your heart and your soul,
now
the
Christ
and he says that because of Christ, I shall not die, I shall live. You shall surely live.
Yo, your problem, Panye.
Look at this. This is our problem.
Oh, how bad you pass what?
When challenges come on us,
yeah, yeah,
when sickness come on us,
and this will be bad,
when any difficulties come on us, every will be asking. He's asking all the time. He's asking for help. Who can help me? Whatsoever you ask him to do, that person will do it.
Hey,
why? Because he wants his deliverance.
But you will fit.
But he has forgotten.
Now today,
but he has forgotten that if you are sick today and you take a medicine and you are healed, you shall surely get sick again and die. So the deliverance that you've gotten, that is not the end.
Yeah, big.
No.
And she said, how be bad?
So when challenges comes,
now
wait.
Chair.
And wait for the Lord.
He
is the only healer. No one is a healer.
A doctor for
even doctors, that they are not healers. Healing comes from the Lord. Amen. Let us rely on Him and believe Him. That in Him, everything is possible. It's possible for who? Those that believe Him. It's not those who disbelieve. Today I'm telling you.
Because I said last Friday, the bar here all night. Now you may be the moon answer. Mrs. is saying, I hope you. I came and say, came in the coffee and I'm intimate trusty.
Last Friday, we had a watch night, and during the service, I realized that I had some shaking on my waist. Brethren, after the service, when I went to the house, I couldn't even sit down.
Me drive a crack coffee and
even when I was driving to the house, it was difficult for me.
To me call him.
So when I went,
and I'm catching right to say,
I told the Lord, Lord, you are the one who made this body. There's one thing I know. You that is in me. You are greater than this body. So take over the body. Brethren, see me.
And you need to trust that God.
Brethren, know the God who is living in you. If the one is living in me is greater. I will not allow this body to control me.
I will allow the Spirit of God to control the nipedia.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Amen. This is your time. You must get the Holy Spirit. Let him come and save you. If he comes to live in you, every spirit, any strength of the flesh, the spirits are dominated. Sometimes we want to subdue you.
Now then, as someone asks a hey,
you use the word to speak to the body, they'll be quiet.
I didn't try.
Why?
The prayer,
this body.
Why not yet?
It is a dust.
Never want to occupy.
But the one.
When you are not yet.
He's not a dust.
One not yet.
For him.
One no 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 Bible many says so. I won't know.
He the one came through the virgin birth.
He
didn't come through sex between man and woman. So, brethren, the flesh cannot dominate
you.
It is that man that lives in me. If he's the one living in me. And I have the power over this body to control it.
And
I have the power to tell every creature that be quiet because of the one living in me.
But Eric, you call if you and I'm asking from Seneca. I say, I will come, maybe you see anything yet. Yeah, do God in Tilipono. And now I'm going to catch and say, Minka Sanchez, I'm in Sumabo for. I'm going quiet.
Amen.
Rather than say, well, no can cry. Nippon buy it. Fit any more team by your car. Maybe do on why I can't have
you. Amen.
Make a such and say, oh, quiet.
Amen. Very
nice. What's our testing on me?
Hey, may I do tell the Lord,
no,
brethren,
so
and know that he's with you, brethren. The last Sunday after church service, we were going home. I was going with Brother Eric sometime, and then I had a call from my in-law that his car has broken down. So when I was thinking about it, then the Holy Ghost spoke to me that speak to an angel, command angels to go and work for him. Brethren, I spoke, and by the time I got there, the brother said, I didn't know where the mechanic came from. He came to repair the car and everything was over. By the time I got there, the car was repaired. Brethren, you have to test the Lord and know that he is with you. It was evening. But the Lord commanded an angel to go there and do the work.
And you know, your Christ or some like see us some. What do you want to need?
Brethren, in this our Christian work that we are worshiping, sometimes we are relying on man. Every one of us, individually, you must know that God is with you. If you rely on me, a time will come, you will call me, I'll be no more. Whilst you are here, everybody's calendar is in the hands of the Lord. At every morning, everybody dies. During that time, somebody is also born to this earth.
And this are the twin passwa.
So if you rely on man,
no man can will be or didn't twin passwa.
Curse is unto the man who rely on the Lord. Rely on the Lord.
Found to a radiso.
Rely on the Lord.
Found to a radiso.
Rely on God.
Papa, Sam. Tell me now.
You are all of us are here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Continue with him.
No.
Unim kwa fast way fro.
No.
Huh?
Devi.
Your money from Fountain so.
Trust and rely on the one who caused the hair to grow. He was asking that, do I know the number of my hand? Do I know how it grows? I said no.
Don't walk cry when we say one him.
Is the number? I don't even know.
When you know about prepare, what's one him to do about one sound of as you saw?
But he said he knows the number of times you're going to blink your eye.
And then he's saying to me, what's it to be a solemn sign?
Brethren, we need to worship this God all the time.
So when you dear, be a baby walk on him.
If he knows it, then everything that is going to come, he knows it. So don't try to leave it to your time. Leave it to him. Leave it to him. He'll do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mom fen ya mini niagro.
Don't joke with this God. He is God. The Almighty God. He is alive forever. He is everywhere. He can do everything.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen. He is your God and he is my God. Maybe your God is different. If your God can do everything for you, then any situation you find yourself, he can do it for you.
But idea how when you say, what the time about?
But your challenge is that you are timing it.
I'm
asking.
Come now, the
timing that you've added to it.
When
you came here, did you come here by yourself?
Then you want to.
You didn't come here by yourself.
Oh, Kwansua, why now?
The one who brought you is the same one who takes you off.
And yet, ye.
Then listen.
The
one who brought you here. Why don't you rely on him?
If you say, oh,
because he has a purpose of bringing you here. He didn't come here by your own strength. He brought you here. The one who brought you here. He has a purpose for you.
So what
you
have
for you, what you have to do is.
Woman.
Leave yourself on
him.
So that he will use you. He's expecting that from you. He asked that. I'm asking that. The child that we give birth to. Do they know our pocket? But every day with confidence, they go to their parent that they are going for money.
He
believes that he came here to the mother and the father. So his eating is unto the father. Whether there's some or there's any, he goes straight to the father. Our God. Everything is in his hands. He's not brought you here.
But then you by him.
The people that he brought you here,
Father,
go to him.
What do obey?
He will use you for that. The wonderful thing is that
Obi,
someone,
Abra, Ongon, Oniban,
time that he is not giving birth.
When you swan, why do you say, Uniban, Tinyan, Kupan, Kran, when
in your sight, you think that you don't have birth, so God is not dealing in good terms with you.
Oh, but
he has a reason for doing that. In his own time, he will let you know the reason. God can take an old lady for her to conceive and give birth. Why didn't he allow Sarah to give birth in his youthful age? God is also going to write Bible with your life.
Another Sarah.
You are going to be Sarah
Bofrom
in this our time.
Anything you have to.
So relax. Wait.
A baby baba.
A time is coming. When we meet with those our brethren when they are telling their stories, we also be telling our stories. And when they tell their stories, and also tell our stories, you know that yesterday Jesus, oh God,
is
the same our Lord Jesus Christ.
Once
he does not change.
Once so.
He does not change. So he can let you old man give birth. You can let you youth give birth. Wait, have patience.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen. God is talking to you. God is talking to you.
And that waba or kasa.
Today he is here, he is talking. Take note, it is not man.
No.
David, you see there is a man, but it's God residing in man. The Lord who has covered himself with this flesh. If you listen well to the Sunday school that we had, if you look at them as men, you always despise them. Look at their body, woof, that God is living inside. What comes out of it? Believe that word. And that word shall be flesh in your life. And you know that God, he is still God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our God, he is still God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What am I saying with you this morning? He's telling us something.
Sa oba, make us say, emoja etunu mfie edumienu no.
That woman that was going through the blood issue for 12 years.
Sikeni nara, ega padie nya waton, adepe ayarsa.
All his money and all his belongings have been sold in the quest of his healing. If you look at it, for 12 good years, someone has been to blood issue. If men were supposed to help him, they could have helped. If the fetish priest could have helped, those dwarfs, if they could have helped him, they would have done it by then. But the woman realized that there is only one that can help her. The God of the Israelites. So he's the only one that he was looking
after.
So in her darkest hour. In her darkest hour.
Brethren,
the time that he had been to this blood issue and there was no deliverer. She had a revelation that if I can but touch the hem of the garment of their master, my blood is used
to
end. So, beloved believers, If you are standing by,
why do you say,
you would think that there's something wrong with the woman. But there's nothing wrong with her. She has tried all things. And none of them could save her. But she was looking after one. That one standing there. If you couldn't touch the body, but get the hem of her garment,
she
believed that her blood will stop.
And power,
beloved, he took a step. By faith, he made a move. That is faith. Faith is confidence. Faith doesn't look at what
God says.
Faith looks at the promise. Faith looks at Christ.
So
when men were preventing her, faith was dragging her on. Faith was dragging her on.
The
time she tied the hem of his garment, that was the end.
Light
shine forth on the darkness. Run away. Darkness to run away. When Jesus comes, every darkness shall run away.
Say yes,
when Jesus comes into your life, every yoke shall be broken.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was in her darkest hour.
And I used to die.
That when Jesus showed up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Sasso and the baby Peter. When you are for.
It was in the same way that Peter and the disciples.
Omni Yesu ako kansa mpano.
They went for evangelism with Christ.
Yesu abre.
Jesus was tired.
Nti what that a shine chi.
So she lied at the back of the canoe.
And uncle for a cashion.
And the disciples were dragging the canoe.
Bible
on.
Said, "Now what done and what that?" Sumia so.
Bible says that he was asleep on a pillow.
And yanum.
Brethren, every word of God has a purpose.
Why he gave it out.
The reason why he was saying that he was not on the pillow was
that
the reason why the Bible emphasized that he was lying on the pillow was that he was God. But that time, he was in flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they too,
they were flesh. Or they were man.
A sochi no bo. A humuni tuo. Na sochi no bobe wen siunum a kuduonum. Na I has yes ma.
So the time that the sea was raging and the storm was just blowing at the ship, the sound of the water were getting into the canoe and it was becoming full.
Sabrem.
During that time,
yes, you are da.
Jesus was asleep.
But they
realized that he was a man. That's why. They realized that they were a man. They were born on the sea. So they will try with their strength.
Yes, you are da.
Jesus was asleep. And with their own strength, they were trying to overcome the storm.
I feel
but when they realized that their strength were not going anywhere, they couldn't do their work. In their wisdom, they know that they were born on the sea. So this issue, they've been encountering it several times. It can't overcome them. So all their techniques were not working out. During that time, they remembered that he's not just an only man. He is God. Who is in the flesh. That's why he's asleep. So they have to go and awake him. So they went to him. And they said, oh, master. So,
whilst
we are perishing, are you not seeing it? Brethren, he spoke. He spoke that, be still, you storm. And
the
Bible said that it was still. And then they spoke to themselves. Who is this man? Who can even speak? For the storm to calm down.
And
he is God. But he came as man. If you see it that way,
your situation
has not been a situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
onyame.
He is God.
And the bra onyame a oba de ne kasa chi abode no.
And when that God who created everything spoke to the creator, the creator saluted him.
And you know to be biara.
But then every
stone,
every stone that is
raising,
every stone that is raising at you,
I
want to sink you.
More person was sell,
I want to destroy you.
Now we are seeing you.
They want to laugh
and
at you. Today, they honor their stone.
Wakasa.
She is speaking.
Wakasa.
He is speaking to you.
Wakasa.
He is speaking to you.
Oh, Bibi Anyadi.
Everything is still.
Bibi Anyadi.
Everything is still.
Bibi Anyadi.
Everything is still.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Young fans, somebody now.
Let us celebrate the Lord with our clapping.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Beloved of the Lord, this Jesus, he comes in his own time.
It's
the time when you are in the darkest hour. That's the time he will come. He demonstrated the same thing to our prophet. A time came that the prophet was so sick to death. He thought that was the end. Doctor said it was over. It was that moment. It was that hour. That our Lord Jesus showed up. When he showed up, the prophet said, this is the reason why I love that man. That's why I'm so pleased with this man.
Papay.
This man,
a brand new pardon that's when you answer.
When all hope is gone for man, that is the time he shows up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May catch you.
I'm telling you,
so if you're
going to write exams,
what's your idea?
Although you've prepared,
that's why this year, you know, what's your name?
Of all the preparation you've
it's
done,
me base.
It can come to a time
that the paper you too,
when everybody is put before you, you forget everything. You don't remember anything. There is one thing.
So,
if you can recall that you have Jesus, who can do everything, he's in everywhere.
Hey, sir.
If he's everywhere, then he knows the exams.
When him questions in the
he knows the questions and everything in it.
So, what the Dana?
If you put it before him,
wow,
you don't know, you might not know what you are writing. But you excel when the results
come
out. Why? Because you put it before him.
He left it in his hand.
He has hands like you have a hand. He has eyes like you have an eye.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He has come to the flesh before. He knows our weaknesses.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He knows the end of the strength of man. There's one thing he's expecting from you. That you know who he is. If you know who that Jesus is, when things become so tough for you, leave it to him. Leave it to him. He will do it. When he does it, you know that it's not your strength. When it comes to that time, your language changes. It is the Lord that has done it.
I said, I would, dear.
Thank me unto him.
Him.
Glory be unto him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
in this building that we are in,
if I tell you that it is the
strength of man, it's a lie. This strength, this building is not man. It's not man.
Yes, sir, Rady, sir, Rady, what have you, man?
We pleaded the Lord. The Lord, come and do your own way. I remember that last time we stood there, we prayed. We left everything into his hand.
Sir, Rady, wouldn't you? Yeah, nipa kakra bi o. Ana de kwa de si adoso.
The Lord, you are still folks, you are just some few members. Now we've increased.
As afi kwa ya kan wo ma ya wo ma na ekitu adu.
During that time, if we should count those that are giving birth, we are few.
And now on be Sunday school hwan kwada.
Last Sunday, if you realize the children that came here.
They say nya osofo onyina wo.
Now you've gotten pastors in it.
A branch ya ba kwa na oto dwom no. Ah, da bia wo ba na o be chiam.
Amen.
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 You be amusia, yemfa enuanom abrabo papa ento ma ye ma no.
Let us live a good example of life to our children.
Ne brebi bedura.
A time will come.
Won be ye photo, yemfo ni akire ye.
They will show our pictures to us.
Whatever you
are doing in the house, you are looking at
you.
The life you are living, they are observing. You are insulting your husband, they are observing. You husband beating your wife every day, they are also observing you. Everything you are saying, they are observing you. It won't take long. They will show everything to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
let us be careful. Let us be careful. And let us demonstrate good life to the next generation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then,
today when we wake up, we're having waist pains.
A time
is coming, we will sit down. For the youth to take over.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are pleading you. Let this Christ that we are presenting to you be so precious to you.
And then I make a simple yachiramon.
Today that I'm telling you this.
Unyankupon.
God.
Uyonyame.
He is God.
So share transigin busase. Ukra free him na bepia.
If you ask yourself that, where did you come from?
Opia wabia I wanna dance here.
Every one of us has gotten his own testimony. We come from various denominations. But what brought us together? There is power in the word of the Lord. If it's the word that has brought us together, then why are we weighing down the word?
Asamu timi chini pefia. Aha, aha, aha. No timi buaya no dia.
Amen. If the word can bring us separated from individual churches, that the same word can also deal with your situation for you.
And now, very practical.
Today,
today is
making the thing so practical to us because most of us, we've been worshiping God with our mind.
Brethren,
where the world is getting to, if you don't serve God well, for Him to dwell in you, a time is coming in this world, you will despise your God.
Sure.
I'm telling you, if you've not encountered God, you will be discouraged by what people are saying. You'll be discouraged by what people are doing. If you look at these three Hebrew men, or the Hebrew men,
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. If you look at these three boys,
Brethren,
the decree was that just bow to this image, and when you bow, your life will be spared.
No.
Most of the people bow.
But
these three Hebrew men,
they
knew their God. They know the God they believed.
And you teach you, sa ohene no, wama kwan se, sa funo no no, wama ejano enariam prensum.
So, brethren, listen. The king commanded them that they should hit the fire, the furnace, to 7 times. So, brethren, when you are standing from afar from the furnace, and even the heat coming out from the furnace, the way you will feel it, you realize that you will despise your God and bow.
Right? I said, woman, money, at you, now, omoni yankupa on whom, Messiah. And what did you already? It's
like those who are possessed by demons. When they encounter the power of the Lord, they try to behave as if they will not leave. All is that you want to put some fear in you. If you know your God. No, you don't cast them out with anything. We cast them out with their word. When you speak to the thing, it will be struggling. So the same thing they wanted to do to the three boys. They stir up the fire to seven times. They were looking at what people would say. They look at the fire. And they said that, don't disturb yourself. We know that our God can deliver. Oh my. But they said, even if he doesn't deliver us, we will never bow to your image. We will never bow.
And then, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
but then today, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
On this time,
he hasn't changed.
What does he on me?
He is God.
So what does he on me?
If he's still God,
we are saying that now.
The world is deceiving you.
We are saying to say.
The world thinks that.
So I'm not crying now. I'm me. We say, "Mama, na unya gumanya."
If you don't open your legs, you won't get the work to do.
Why am I bribe? What unya gumanya?
If you don't pay bribe, you will not get the work to do.
And na catch them say.
Today, tell them that.
Sam Meshach ni Shadrach ni Abednego Nyankopon.
The God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yeah, what you mean? You are free with Jemu.
The one who was able to deliver them from the furnace.
Say me.
The furnace.
Say me.
If me.
Wa mama nyajuma kura.
If I don't get work.
Me mommy mua sem.
I will never bow.
Me mommy mua sem.
I will never bow for you.
Ebiye wa juma nuno wa mama nye.
Maybe it is your work that he will not allow me to do.
Obebo kwa fufu atu.
He will make a way for me.
Aden,
why?
Aden, ye jeje ahun sa.
Why we make
no man ya me suma ya fofofo sa?
We are making Christianity so cheap.
Why?
Aden.
And now ayire, okunu ni sika, no obule ni mtia.
Today husband, today wife, they despise their husband because they don't have money.
Okunu, o sori a. Oyire, oyire ni Satan tade.
Husband to
tell you.
Husband to cheat your wife anyhow.
And
today,
Okasachiro,
he is talking to you.
Sister,
change your ways.
Sister,
change your ways.
Yes, sir.
If not, what is coming over you? What is coming on couple is so heavy.
Sachira,
change your mind today.
Sachira,
change today. Repent.
And then the
it is not man.
And yet nipa.
It is not man.
He
is warning us.
He
is warning us. The youth and the young ladies. The word of God has been given to us. It is genuine. Stay in purity for that.
A bread to say.
A time has come. You won't come here with filthiness. If you come here with filthiness, you shall be disgraced. Things will be so thwarted for you.
Monster.
Change. Repent.
Monster.
If you like, write the day down.
Monster.
Repent.
Share.
Brethren. The Lord who went to Calvary for us. Do you know, if you know the pains he went through, don't crucify him twice. Appreciate the Calvary that he went for us. Let's appreciate what he has done for us. Anytime you are getting closer to sin, remember
Calvary.
Remember Calvary, please. Because you can't answer for it. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Church,
Church, may the Lord have mercy on us.
And
that today.
And
today.
So what
you
You hear the word.
Men primakoma.
Do not harden your heart.
Sacha.
Repent.
Never Christo.
And take God.
Na ne ne nanti.
And walk with Him.
Na be hune ni monyam.
And you shall see the word of the Lord. You shall see the greatness of our God.
Nami o.
That is still God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, blessed be His holy name.
And when I'm can you
do that? And when you're Bartimaeus, Obi ane ni efra. Efri ni mofra brim.
When our brother Bartimaeus,
and when I'm Obrey, Ushe. I did not awo na abrante yi akwakwa tena o sresre.
He was blind, and if you look at the code, he will always go there to go and beg.
And you nya sresre na na hia no.
But it wasn't the begging that was important to him.
Aye wu ni pa fa mu de wu ni mse o sresre.
If it were to be you, you would think that he is coming to you only begging.
Then so say no open your back tin ania man.
But he was looking for someone to deliver him.
Eni pa bi ani otime bo anu.
No one was able to help him.
Yes, said that about could be,
but there was one.
Say, well, ye are to answer not to yes if happen.
He has predestinated that before he laid the foundation of this world.
So that
man,
the mofra bremunina,
when he was young,
nani mame ekasa yes, you want some children.
His mother used to talk about this Messiah.
No, kasa yes, you said, well, you're one when
he used to talk to him that this Messiah is wonderful.
Oh, yes, and children, young one, dear.
He does miracles.
That
man, he alone,
and I said, when you
that when you encounter, things will turn for you.
And he was radiant, yeah.
So although he was begging,
this
in that out of begging,
he
was pleading that his eyes.
Do you know what said?
So he was waiting for that
what
name.
Said,
he was waiting for that name. One day,
what
was there begging, waiting?
All
the time he was begging, though. But he was waiting.
He
was waiting for one. That one that he was waiting for. For that one, he doesn't give money. It's not money. He has power. He can open the eyes. He was the one that he was
your friend is saying.
What was his name?
Your friend is David Ba.
He said he's the son of
David.
He heard that he was
born.
He started
David Ba.
Have mercy on me.
David Ba.
Son of David. Have mercy over me.
Obi ane ni efra.
Someone was blind.
And you know ni efra.
Brother, he was blind.
Ni efra.
He was blind.
And so what poje?
But he won't deliver.
Abira wo friend no.
Whilst he was calling.
Na aman for twintwan ni.
People were crossing him.
Who see the kwan?
Trying to prevent
him. Na so ni anom na dia wo ye ne be see the kwan.
My brother, he was not disturbed by what you are
doing. And you know so so person who Jesus.
And if you claim they want to see Jesus.
Who will be bia wo person nya free no ho?
There is something you want to get from him. What you want to get from him? Everybody around you doesn't know what you want from him. You are the only one who
knows it.
So don't allow anybody to distract you. A lot of things wanted to distract him. But one thing was his focus. That you encounter that man. His eyes will be open. Whilst he was shouting like that,
Papa,
the man heard it.
Now what you?
The man heard it.
And the Bia Obampire.
All the time you pray.
The Bia Usufreno.
All the time you cry on him.
Dakrope.
But one day.
Dakrope.
One day.
Obedan and Yahoo.
He will turn his face unto you.
Obedan and Yahoo.
He will turn his face unto you.
I said, bra.
And he will say, come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bia Obampire.
And when they brought
him.
He asked me, what should I do for you?
Me
said, I want to see.
What's
he said, let your eyes be open.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are assuming be a drew a brabom.
Every darkness in your life.
Assume be a drew a brabom.
Any darkness in your life.
What's your check?
You have cried for long.
What's your opinion check?
You have mourned for long.
What check?
You have been sad for long.
Let the David Ivan say.
But today the son of David is saying that.
Bra.
Come.
Bra.
Come.
Assume be a drew.
Darkness has come over you. The light has appeared. Today, open your eyes. Today, rejoice. Today, he has opened your eyes. He has opened the way.
And you are
brethren, that time.
Na Jesus, no.
That Jesus.
No, some dear.
He has
anyway,
but he has never beheld him with his eyes. But when his eyes was
opened,
that was the first day.
What did you say, Jesus?
He saw Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are
brethren, you've heard
message. You will tell
you have heard a lot of
attack. Some You're
talking about you from the word.
But you've
not encountered
him.
But today,
you're
going to encounter him. You open your
eyes.
And you see him clear. You see him clear.
What is Sandra?
Because that Jesus is the same yesterday.
Da.
Today and forever.
Once
he doesn't change.
Bartimaeus now coupon.
That God of Bartimaeus.
And never see you name.
He's God just like today.
Pewani.
You open your eyes.
When you are saying what do
you? You have revelation. When you get revelation in the way. It's not what someone is saying. It's not what I'm saying.
What you want to know?
It will be based on what you see in yourself.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
I mean, amen.
And your mother for?
Beloved brethren.
The
food is so sweet and nice. It's so difficult for us to stop.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us
take notice of
this. The
prophet is saying something here.
Ebra, Martha, and Mary.
In the darkest hour of Martha and Mary.
And you know,
brethren, a lot of you were saying a lot of things.
And you know, say, assembly tour.
Brethren, when you go through challenge,
and some nipaka,
what men say?
What shall I say? Obi a woman a deal in one dance here. I cheer nipa be brave, say, yes, you know. We own yame, yes, you know.
Brethren, look at it. These very people have talked about Jesus to the entire city. They've evangelized about him, that he is a mighty healer, that he can raise the dead, that he can do this, he can do that. But when he got to their tent, that their brother died, they invited him, but he never showed up. If you were there, what do you think the people will start saying about him?
You have been claiming
that he has a supernatural power. He can raise the dead. And in your matters, when you invited him, he didn't come, but you are still following him.
Ah, ta papa we. Ah, I'm sorry, I'm only yani. I'm sorry, hey, I'm musi kentia. What you are niya muya o mea money diano.
There will be saying that, oh, he is not good because of your food that you've been giving him, because of washing his clothes, because of taking care of you. That's why you think he cares. He doesn't care.
But
when there is trouble, that's when you hear a lot of things.
But
men can talk to the extent that your God, he cannot even do anything for you.
Oh, there are some.
They will tell you that, oh, stop worshiping God.
When you are bosomne there, oh, we can't say kunima me, but kunima says yeah.
They will be doing the comparison that even my the fastest priest or the God that I'm serving, if I put anything for him to kill you, he will kill you today. But for your God, he doesn't work fast. Saying that that's how men behave in trouble.
Or see what? She saw Jesus,
but a bra. Oh, who yes, you know.
Like she could upbraided him. Like he could upbraided him.
Now come to me, abonabaso.
No. She could
abonabaso.
Yes. She could have said, why didn't you come when I called you?
Come to me, I said, I don't know.
I will join the Methodists.
Oh, my friend, when you committed this, I saw you.
They treated me better.
Oh, God, there. Oh, God, I'm going to gym
than they do over here.
Send I'm going to gym across. Send me one.
That's the reason you can't get nothing done.
And don't think that you'll be free and go point.
If she have took that attitude, the miracle would have never happened.
Send come on, dance. I'll soon do it. Because I'm saying, you know, can I?
What did you work on?
Yeah.
Senka wamu di oma summa di nipeki ka. Ka san senchen in yang wangwa dia. A dead di. Ma wutimi nyani lazos. You can see.
Brethren, if they judge their God by what people were saying, criticizing him, that miracle that happened, that is the resurrection of Lazarus, couldn't have happened.
Senyemes ebesi wa brabo man.
Brethren, when things go wrong in your life, men can talk to the extent that you even forsake your God and follow other gods. Take notice. And let's stop that anytime challenges come into our life, we'll be talking about it, we'll complain to people. What do you want that man to do for you? You complaining, talking to that particular person. What do you want the person to do for you? Do you want the person to cry with you, to console you? When you do that, he wants you to despise your God.
But therefore, say, it's your attitude towards the divine gift of God which determines what's going to happen always.
Odivone say, Oniya, then Eddie Tre Name Adomono, and I am Alisano, and Una Tren Yonsa, Ekan Ephraim.
You're walking here. When you're on coupon, in young Kuma Chedian. When Nia obeyed then a dear Ebra, and we hear Ban, and the Betchida, you bestie da wabrabum.
He's saying that in your difficult moment, what you do towards the supernatural determines what happened in your life.
Yeah, Munshanonso. A baby, Ura, your friend said, Shadamu Penini, Jeros, Tapapan, Neba, Wayaria woo, and Waba, yes, your name, but put in him, says everybody. So, Uncle Fee, put some bayariman. And your mum. Ebra wan ani gusu kasa na o ni pa bia ba o ja cheche fon ja na o kura na o ba ni wu ni baba akopɛ nso o ni baba ba akopɛ.
Brethren, if you remember, Jairus, who was the head of the synagogue, came to Jesus and pleaded. He said, Jesus, please, my daughter is sick, let's go and heal her. When they were going, some of the servants came that, oh, don't disturb the man, your daughter is dead. That was the only daughter of Jairus.
Yes, you catch and say,
Jesus said, don't cry. Your child shall live again. Let's go.
And
but then when they got there, people were wailing, weeping,
were
mourning.
One more year,
when they were doing that,
yes, you share one more. Thank you for you.
When Jesus saw them, he realized that these people, he cannot enter into that chamber with them.
Yes.
Jesus.
When you did and until
he walks with faith.
When you are to swan and anti,
he walk with hope.
When you are done and anti,
he walk with love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you what the Peter, James, Nick John. And you have a friend of my papa. No, don't move out anymore.
So he took Peter, James, and John. And then the mother and the father of the child, and they enter into that chamber where the child was lying.
Well, we are catch you and son, we will catch you and say, have a friend of me. Wada. Be share. Woman, so see them. Ah!
Before they said, he said that the child is not dead, but he's just asleep. People were just laughing at him. That the child is dead. We have witnessed it. What are you trying to tell us? That was the darkest hour. That's when Christ appeared. During that time, he held the hand of the child.
Abofra.
Child. Rise up.
Friend,
then the child rise up.
Woman,
get something for him to eat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So
if he had listened to what people were saying, amen. Brethren, it was the time that he was employing on the master to come and heal the child. That is when the servant came and told him that your daughter is dead. Brethren, for our God, nothing is over before him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brethren, if you look at the people that work with God, they were having this assurance and confidence that with God, all things are possible.
No, you have to be expectation. Expectation is saying, no, They were
having expectation. No more wait my baby.
Obia, ya did dan ye kwatu jata boom. Wo hwe nyame kwan se nyame be ye. Nti nya de omo ye na no osuro. Ah, obia ye se wo. Obia sum nyame bia. E ka ye nyankopon. Wo se hwe sa, anya mo wie. Anya no bibia se standard ye.
Yes sir.
Ye se kwa no obem mo mahu no se. Me biebie mpova ni nyina. Apuru ni nyina. Nama ya pa mobia hun se se nyame me daso esom no wontimi fa bibia no anom nyame som wo so ni Kristo be banantia e me bibia se san
amen
tabio eh ye mo bebre
don't let nothing change you
wo mo pe yira ye pekuna ani e beto dwom
most of us
ye nyakuru wi a se nyom ne ya na yira fa hiru
most of us whenever we want husbands that's when we write our name to come and sing immediately they get married. It's over. They will know why we're singing.
Hey, avaria system.
Marriage has changed you.
Debi.
No.
Unyame no odasi unyame.
God is still God.
Said you also sum unyame no. Saan also yenu.
The way you've been serving God, you have to continue in it. Very. If you look at Daniel, when they threatened him that he shouldn't call on his God anymore, and they're going to put him in the lion's den, that was when Lazarus opened his windows, knelt down. And he was continuously praying. Brethren, if you want to serve God, if you want to follow this our Lord Jesus Christ, forget about what people will say. So Daniel was never threatened by what they were saying. He was having a daily expectation that God will deliver him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says,
but then that man that was lying by that river, who was suffering from infirmities, Bible says that he was there for 38 years.
Anytime
the water is stirred and he is going to fall in it, then someone quickly will fall into it. And anytime we are reading this, you just take it lightly. He says,
Samasha non soa, obedi kaya wuramubia. Onu no nyana yarisa.
If you're taking notice, the first person who will fall into that river, he will be delivered.
There
are a lot of sickness that has taken people to that place.
And what can I say? Samasha non soa, obibia obebantama be wuasasa. I saw them.
And if you're taking notice, anyone who comes early to enter into this tabernacle, he's the one who gets the first blessing.
The
prophet is saying that the prophet admonishes us that come to church at least 30 minutes before service starts. Don't think that he just said it for saying sake. There's a reason why the prophet said that. Anytime the angel will come and stir the water, the first person to fall into it, that person will be delivered. Brethren, whatever the prophet has said, let us obey. There's a reason why he said that. If you test it, you will testify that it's true. Whoever is going through difficulties, any challenge, if you've taken notice, when you come to the hospital, if you've taken notice at the hospital, those who go there early are those who couldn't sleep at night because of their sickness. You too, you couldn't sleep in your house. Things were bothering you. Rise quickly to him. The healer is here.
Father down, why?
Come and
put him before him. Why?
Come early.
I didn't miss you, why?
And encounter him.
Why?
Come and encounter him.
Come here.
You will get your answer.
Now sorry, we must answer him.
You don't come to church early. You do what is important to you before you come to him. What do you think is important to you? Take it.
Say, ahaba.
If having an encounter with him here is important to you, come early. And you will get your answer. And you will get your testimony. That man. He has lied there for many years. But one day. The wonderful thing is that. All the years that he has been there. No man was able to help him. Brethren. A time will come. No man can help you. You can't even help yourself. Then for someone to also come and help you. So today. Run to him. Run to him. If you run to him. He will be a blessing to you. That man. Jesus encountered him. And he asked him, what should I do for you? And he started narrating his story. Telling all the things that he has gone through. Then Jesus asked him again, what do you want me to do for you? He said, stand up.
You cut it.
Take your mat
Nenanti.
And go your way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, what will anyone be a one auntie though? I feel you are certain one auntie.
And then someone who has never walked before, he stood up and he was walking.
Hey, Christo Abrabon, and you are no more boo
boo. But in your Christian life, we're a cripple.
Yeah, hey, Empire Ground Jimmy Mop.
Even you can't even pray.
Why am I?
You are so weak.
And then Johnny Bertuano.
Today run to him.
Message Johnny Bertuano.
Run to him. And he will strengthen you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man. He will revive your prayer life. Now when you go down on your knees, you can pray for
2 hours.
2 hours. You will still be. Encountering God. Things are changed for you. Some people even they've not even knelt down before. Let's sometimes observe the Muslims. Everybody knows that this man is a Muslim. When you look at their forehead, that place is so dark.
What they should say?
He is showing that this is how he serves
God.
You too, why is the God that you are
saying?
Let me look at your knee.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And what's up here to say Jacob?
You must be like Jacob.
I said, ne, when should I mean my own
who said that if you not encountered me, I will if not bless me, I will never let you go. May the Lord be with us. May the Lord help us. And change our situation for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The last thing I'm saying is that
there's only one safe place.
See,
in this hour that we are living, this great chaos. That we are in now. It is the darkest hour that the world has ever seen. Where is the hope?
In the sunway.
In the skies. Atomic bombs. Controlled missiles. War.
Bomb.
Any little nation can destroy the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we had bomb shelters. If you have bomb shelters. Bomb.
Say war. And you man, you me the sick bomb no kwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All under these places and everything we are still not secured.
I say, yeah, war. And you man, you me the sick bomb no kwa. And so, and no kwa no. The bomb on a way pay.
He's
talking about the bombs that the nations have used years to develop that they can use to fight against themselves.
See, there's only one safe place. That's in Christ Jesus.
He said,
the Son of the Living God. He is the bomb shelter.
Onu na oye si amai oje obetima je fi si amai ensem.
Onu ni si amai dan. Ah oto ayini dadia ya. Entimi nwura mu mebo da.
Amen. He is the shelter of bombs.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Under his wings we will abide.
And in tabansi ani ebetina.
We will rest safely.
Yebetina ho da.
Maybe some of you here has met your darkest hour. Maybe today the doctors told you there was no hope. But I'm telling you, there is a hope. Jesus is coming.
Yes,
in this dark hour. He has come to his church. He has come to his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's revealing himself.
Ordinary.
And doing things just like he did on earth when he was here before. Before his crucifixion. To fulfill his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is still with us. He hasn't changed. So take that God. Call on him. He will come. At your darkest hour. You see his glory. You manifest himself. In your life. He's the same yesterday. Today. And forever.
And
may God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Sunday school, I said, but to her, I signed it. We have a PSO. This time that the Lord from the morning has brought us his word, and this time too he has placed his word. He is doing this so that he can elevate our faith to believe in his word.
Abraham often said the reason for his gift of discernment was to lift up the faith of the people to receive what Christ has already done for them. I'm not preaching behind him, but I feel like saying this. The Bible says Sarah was a doubter.
Why would say now Sarah or a change for?
But when God in flesh visited their tent,
but Abraham really can all cause Sarah to
reveal the secret in Sarah's heart.
Sarah,
it lifted her faith for the body change. So that she could receive the promise. So God has put these scriptures before you from morning till now.
So
stand on the authority of the revealed word and claim your blessing.
Gina.
Stand up and claim. He says, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I take over. I will not allow you to calm me down. I take over. Stand on your feet, pray like you have never prayed before. The purpose of the gospel is to inspire faith for action. Faith without words is dead. Faith without works is dead. So are you going to act on the word that you have heard? Put them together. Are you going to act on the word that you have heard?
And then tell the assembly what in every two anamo, every two mana.
Bompire to say, well, I didn't bring a bompire. Emma Bonsamus is so sad. Emma Bonsamus is so. On the word of God, claim your possession. Bompaye, bompaye, men, you know, misibiswano. Pray desperately. Take a hold of the promise and plead. Say, Rade Misrao. Satan, the come ho are the habit. Satan, the dear way habit. Me do this, I want to dear Nasu Queen Mamami. Matuansam. I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but I want to see you. Many man swore to us and present me who's out, and some are mighty and they're not great. Boy, me, let me family say, Gideon Sanka. Help me to touch you with the arm of faith. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Bompaye. Bompaye. Subana bon sam this is soon. Who to me? I will Jesus deem so be traverso. Adebia Satan, this is soon. Face that devil in the name of the Lord Jesus. By way of the word that is spoken to you. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. God will hear your desperate cry. The Lord will always hear a desperate soul. De biarata obi anani abre no yakopa se watena su di so de bejoso. Yari sufre Messiah, Bechi Yesu, Yesufre Yesu, Yesu, Bechi Yesu. We are calling Jehovah, Jehovah, Unasa. We are calling Messiah.
Yesu, Yesu, mi sufre Messiah, Yesu, mi sufre Yesu, Yesu, pray for a breakthrough. Don't just hang around. Pray for a breakthrough. Lord, touch me and change my situation. Everybody, for that coming, assist me. Make me shabre. We are calling Messiah. We are calling Jesus. Oh, we are calling Jehovah. Jesus Christ. Wouldn't he add in here in a day?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, 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 see them. Sunday school, church. I'm not doing so. I be peer. So, everybody said, Nay, and you are near the baby. We can put you in the future. Now that you are God of history. We can call you on the scene right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we rebuke and rebuke, rebuke every demon and chase them out of here. Demon of doubt and unbelief, the Lord Jesus can rebuke you. You are rebuked. Every demon, Holy Ghost children, you are rebuked in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, let your angels descend. Send your angels of mercy.
Amen.
Away.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ, the righteous King. Amen. And the church said,
Amen.